Welcome to PageCast's holiday season. This December, we're looking back and reflecting on all the incredible books published in 2022. We've asked a few special guests to review their top pick for the year and to give us a taste of what they'll be reading this holiday and in the new year. We hope you enjoy this episode of PageCast's Books in Review for 2022.
Hi, I'm Sean Duvall. I'm the books editor of News 24. And this is PageCast in Review, 2022, the year just gone by. The book that I want to talk about, as the Jonathan Ball titles that I think really stood out in the course of the year, is a book that is actually 10 years old. The edition I'm looking at is a 10-year edition republication. It's External Mission, The ANC in Exile by Stephen Ellis. And I think that it's very important that the book has been republished after 10 years. I think that what is in the book and the information we're given in the book is even more relevant now than it was 10 years ago. And I think looking back over the last 10 years, a lot of the content of the book becomes ever more relevant. Because basically what Stephen Ellis has done is to look at the ANC in exile and to look at the internal culture, as it were, of the ANC in exile. And I think he's concerned with particular things that are very illuminating for the present day. He's very concerned, first of all, with the influence of the South African Communist Party on the ANC and the way that it sort of formed an internal think tank and controlled many of the organs and mechanisms of the ANC. But that is by the by, in the sense that what emerges is a portrait of the ANC in exile that may have had very high ideals and may have been fighting a good cause. But two elements, I think, help to make life harder for the ANC, internal elements that are basically, first of all, corruption, and second of all, the rise of the security department. So in his examination of the fact that in the time that the ANC was in exile, there was, in fact, a lot of internal corruption. People like Joe Modise, who was head of Mkhonto we Sizwe, was kind of spending more time making money out of illegal deals and so forth than he was actually running the armed struggle, which he was supposed to be doing. And that explains a lot of why the armed struggle and the initiatives of Mkhonto we Sizwe were failures. So there we see that the elements of corruption, self-serving behavior of people just making money for themselves, quite deeply embedded in the ANC culture and was there in the time that they were in exile. The second thing that I think is so important about the book is that it shows how in those years, particularly from the mid-70s to the 90s, the internal security department, in which Jacob Zuma was, of course, a bigwig, was formed and developed and became a very strong internal policing mechanism. A lot of their techniques were based on what they learned from the East Germans, from the Stasi, and they were very obsessed at that time with infiltration and with apartheid spies coming into the organization. But they took it further in the sense that they used accusations of spying. They used accusations of infiltration from the outside to build a power base and to intimidate anybody, indeed murder some people who were opposed to this iron fist that the security department was imposing on the ANC. And there are many stories about that, including people who died in detention, the way that the security department dealt with the MK rebels, the people who just wanted to go and fight, but was stuck in the camps in Angola. And that this internal security department actually formed a very key and important part of the way that the ANC operated. That is the background, in a sense, to Jacob Zuma's rise to power. And the roots of his corruption while in office and the roots of his use of the security establishment in the South African state after he came to power, both of those harken back to the kind of descriptions, the kind of information that Stephen Ellis gives us in External Mission. So I think it's a very important book in that respect. I think that when it came out 10 years ago, I reviewed it, and there were some of the responses to that, is that I was, promulgating a sort of red scare. Reds under the beds, they're communists everywhere. Look how they distorted the struggle. But I think if we look at it now, 10 years later, we can see the way that there were elements of corruption and this internal security wing as a sort of internal Stasi becoming a way, a route to power for individuals like Jacob Zuma. It's very important background and history on the party that is now governing or misgoverning South Africa. So that would be out of the Jonathan Ball titles that came out in the last year, that would be the one that I would be most willing to praise and to say this very important work.
Thanks for listening to this episode of PageCast. To make the holiday season that much better, we are giving away weekly book bundles of all the top picks. Follow us on Instagram at Jonathan Ball Publishers to find out more. From everyone at PageCast, happy holiday.